The Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
Well, let's bring in Stuart Kerr, keeper coach of the Vancouver Whitecaps, into this conversation. Stuart, first of all, thanks for joining us, and happy new year to you, because we haven't talked to you since last year. Mm-hmm. And how are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Good morning and happy new year to you guys as well.
Yeah, no, we're doing great. And it's also, speaking of new year, it is Persian New Year, so no Ruz Mubarak. I'm going to throw that out there today for all our Persian listeners on the air. Now, Stuart, we've been talking about the officiating, and I know you're in a position where you can't just come out and fully criticize MLS officials, but I mean, it must be frustrating when it seems like the same issues of officiating persist year after year.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult. First and foremost, the referees do have a difficult job. I mean, that must be pointed out. I think for us, it was an unfortunate situation on Saturday because it happened so early in the game. I think the thing was that it probably wasn't a clear and obvious error because it took so long to get it sorted out. But we completely understand the referees are under a lot of pressure, and it's an intimidating place, Atlanta. They've got a fantastic stadium and fantastic fans behind it. So it's obviously difficult for them, but it was a bit of a blow for us early in the game.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, right? And when you look at sort of the video review process and all that sort of stuff, do you think it's something the league is going to have to take another look at as we move forward here?
Well, I think the rules are it has to be clear and obvious, but it obviously does come down to human. There's a human element as well, because it's down to the individual. It's down to the VAR official upstairs. If he sees something, then it's ultimately down to the referee in the middle. So even though they're using technology, there's still a human element into it. And that comes into it, and then unfortunately it didn't work out for us on Saturday.
Now, when you sort of compare the level of officiating to what you see sort of down in England and other European leagues, what makes their leagues, I mean, you know, they have their problems too, but does it really come down to investment and amount of money that goes into that, or is it just something that's going to take time to sort of catch up?
Yeah, I think, you know what, it's like, I mean, I've played in England, I've played in Scotland, and coached in England, coached in Scotland, and I think there's always mistakes made. I think that the referees in England have been full-time for a long time, and they get paid really well, and, you know, it's a really full-time profession. Over here, it's just starting that way now, so it's going to take time. But overall, I think there's a human element, and when there's a human element, there's going to be mistakes made, and unfortunately, as I keep going back to, it happened to us on Saturday. But let's say we'll move on, and we'll get a big game on Saturday.
A big part of what makes Kendall Waston so effective is that he is so physically dominant, and he does have an ability to play with an edge. But given his history now with suspensions and reds, is there any concern within the organization that perhaps the league has some sort of blacklist on Kendall Waston? Like, any time he's in a position of doubt, they're never going to give him the benefit.
Yeah, I think Kendall's obviously a dominant personality on and off the pitch, but I think if you look at his record last season, it was exemplary. It was absolutely outstanding. And I think with Kendall as well, he comes up against a lot of provocation, especially in set plays for and against. When he goes up for a corner kick or a free kick, there's guys pushing him and they're bundling into him, and the guy doesn't react. So I think if you're going to do it that, if you're going to give it one way, then you have to give it the other. And that's something we'll definitely be looking at over the next few weeks.
And to be clear, your staff and Carl's staff, they're not asking Kendall to change the way he plays, right? You guys really do appreciate and want to see Kendall playing with that physical edge.
Oh, not at all. We're definitely not asking Kendall to change his play. For me, he's the best centre-back in the league, and I think that's what makes him the best centre-back in the league. He does play in the edge, but from my time here, he's been I've never seen... And the guy never gets sent off last year, and he's tackling, and everything's exemplary. It's fantastic. His conduct's been fantastic on and off the pitch. And I think what we're asking is we're asking for it to be fair on both sides.
And of course, your area of strength on this club is mentoring and teaching these young keepers. And you work with a great keeper for a long time with the Whitecaps for many years. But now Stefan Marinovic is the new goalie of the future here. And he was absolutely outstanding the first couple of games, especially down in Houston, making one great save after another. How much upside does this guy really have? Because it seems like he's just scratching the surface, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think if you look at Stefan, he's 26 years of age, and he's also an international goalkeeper. That's what people forget. He's an international goalkeeper who's built up a lot of experience. Like the games he was playing in last season against Peru in the World Cup qualifiers, they're fantastic learning blocks for him. But I think you're quite right. I think we're only scratching the surface with him. I think as you see the season going on, even though he lost four goals on Saturday, finalised his play, and his play was solid. It was rock solid. His distribution, he did a few good saves and really good decisions. So I think he's going to be a massive, massive player for us. We've also got Brian Rowe, who's come in as the number two, who I worked with in Toronto. He's a fantastic, fantastic goalkeeper who, and he's a number one in MLS in his own right because he's played with the LA Galaxy for 3 years. So we're very well served at the moment with the two senior goalkeepers.
And I mean, we've sort of been spoiled with great goaltending with the Whitecaps for a few years now, but how much big of a difference does that make for the back line when you know that you have a keeper that can not only make the saves but distribute it as well as he does as well?
I think it's huge. I think if they're centre-backs, I think if you have a goalkeeper behind you who, 9 times out of 10, is going to be calm and makes the right decision, I think that's the biggest thing about Steph. The way he plays the game, he's very, very calm. He's a no-frills type goalkeeper. He'll make the big saves when it's needed to be made, but more importantly for me, he does the basics right, which I think if you want longevity in a career in goalkeeping, I think you've got to have a really good team. He's got that, and he does the basics fantastically well.
Now, your team obviously went through a lot of changes in the offseason. The midfield's been retooled. You've got a new attacking piece up front, actually a couple of them. And on the back line, one of the changes that came late in the offseason, just maybe a week before the regular season kicked off, of course, losing Tim Parker or trading him away. Do you think that there's it's going to take a little bit more time for the unit to gel and start communicating more flawlessly with Stefan Marinovic or whomever might be playing in goal?
Yeah, I think there's a familiarity there when Timmy was there, but I think if you look at our centre-back core, I think Aaron Mons came in and done a fantastic job for us. Jose Aja, who we acquired from Orlando, gets first start on Saturday, and I thought he didn't look out of place at all. We've also got Daniil Henry, who hopefully will be back from injury. So I think we're very, very well served at centre-back. Obviously, disappointing losing Timmy, because he's been such a good player for us over the years. But I think we've recruited well, we've done our due diligence, and I think we're going to be okay in that position.
Of course, this weekend, the Whitecaps hosting the LA Galaxy at BC Place. Of course, nice to be back home after being on the road for a couple of weeks. What are you expecting out of the Galaxy? I mean, they're always a team that's got deep pockets and always willing to dish out and bring in some star players. Do you expect them to be a pretty competitive team this year?
Oh, 100%. I think no matter who you play in this league, no matter what team you are, you can get beat at any time. And we know what to expect from the LA Galaxy. They're obviously maybe going through a bit of a change as well with a new manager coming in halfway through last season. Mm-hmm. This is his first full season. But we ain't going to underestimate the LA Galaxy. They have quality players in their squad. And we know what's coming on Saturday. And we're anticipating a really tough game.
Stuart Kerr, goalie, keeper, coach for the Vancouver Whitecaps. Hey, really appreciate you giving us some time here on Sportsnet 650. Best of luck this weekend, and hopefully we'll talk about something positive in the next little while here.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sportsnet 650.